Welcome to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who motivate you to overcome the odds, break down barricades, and shift your beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Share in the journey and find a new path full of miracles waiting to be discovered. Now, here's your host, Candace McClain.
I'm Candace McClain, and today we are in for some great wisdom and insight from Dan Millman, who will be joining us a little later on the show. You know, Dan Millman is probably known best for his very inspirational book, Way of the Peaceful Warrior. And Dan's going to be joining us today to talk about his latest book, which is called The Four Purposes of Life, Finding Meaning and Direction in a Changing World. And this is his first work of new teachings in about 12 years. And in it, Dan challenges us to answer life's fundamental questions. You know, why am I here? What am I meant to do? And I know we've all asked ourselves these questions throughout our lives. I've asked myself these questions throughout my life, sometimes on a daily basis. And we especially tend to ask ourselves these questions when we're at a crossroads in our life or going through some kind of transition. You know, there are many students right now, for example, who are in their last year or two of high school wondering what they should study when they go to college. You know, it's hard to know what you want to be or do in life, especially when you're that young. I remember a few years ago, I gave a talk at an elementary school and it was career day, and the kids were in, I think probably just grade 7 or grade 8, so fairly young. But even at that young age, they were so worried about what they were going to be when they grew up. And they knew that they were going to high school in the next year. So they felt this immense pressure that they needed to know the career direction that they were headed in. Because, of course, it would affect what courses they could, you know, take in high school. And, you know, I said to them, you can always change your mind. Pick what you love, what you're interested in, but you are allowed to change your mind. You are allowed to change your mind. I remember I planned to be a translator, actually. That's what I went to school for. I was going to be an English-French translator for the government. And so obviously my ideas have changed quite a bit over time, but in looking back, I remember thinking back then that whatever career path you picked was written in stone, and this is who you were and what you would do for the rest of your life. And maybe that's because once upon a time, things tended to be that way in society. I mean, people did stick with their careers over the long haul, over a lifetime, but it's just not that way anymore. In fact, recently I saw an article somewhere that mentioned, on average, we change our careers about 7 times throughout the course of our lives. That's 7 times. So that's 7 pretty major transitions. And when you come to those transitions, you come to those crossroads, you do start to ask yourself, well, what is it am I meant to do? Did I do all of that for so many years for nothing? You know, I questioned, did I go to school all those years, university for French, and did I do that for nothing? But the wonderful thing is we learn so much along the way, and we have to see how, even though we're making new decisions in our lives and we're changing things, we are gaining something from every experience. So even though I didn't become that translator, there were things I learned through that that would help me today. And there's another great book that Dan Millman wrote that you may have read. And if you haven't, you've got to read it as well. It's called The Life You Were Born to Live. And it really gives a lot of insight into your personality and your relationships, your purpose, your career. And from what I understand, he introduces some of those concepts from that book into his latest book, The Four Purposes of Life. In fact, even if you go to his website, there's a great calculator on his site. It's called the Life Purpose Calculator. It's very interesting. Just go to his site and click on the Life Purpose Calculator. And all you need to do is just put in your birth date. And you'll get back some information about yourself. And it's very, very accurate. It's very, very good. So you can go to his website at www.peacefulwarrior.com and give that a try. It's great. But thinking about careers again, I mean, like I said, I've transitioned in my career many times. As I said, I went to school to become an English-French translator. And as much as I loved speaking those different languages, I took Spanish and different languages too, as much as I loved that and loved learning about different cultures, obviously there came a point when I became aware that I really didn't want to be a translator at all anymore. And in my personal journey, this happened because of probably one of the biggest transitions of my life. I lost someone very close to me. I'd been dating my boyfriend for quite a while. We were very, very close. We had, you know, started looking at apartments and moving in together. We talked about marriage. We talked about what our future would look like. And it was a great, great time in my life. Lots of going out, lots of friends. I was going to university. I knew I was going to be a translator. You know, I had it all figured out. And then at that point, the unthinkable happened, which is something I haven't really talked a lot about publicly, but my boyfriend was killed. And at the time, I was visiting my sister in Vancouver. And so this for me was the first major loss in my life of any kind. And it was hard on so many levels. I remember for a long time feeling like an outcast because even many of our friends, our mutual friends, were so heartbroken as well that it was too hard for them to talk to me or to look at me or to be in the same room with me. You know, seeing me reminded them of him. So for them, it was easier to just avoid me altogether. And so at that time, it was quite a big transition for me. I mean, I thought I had my life figured out, and then everything changed. And there was a lot involved, too, at the time. There was a large murder trial that took place. It was very public. It's a very, very difficult time. But once it was all over and I began to heal and I came to this place where it was like, okay, I'm ready again to start kind of moving forward in my life. But when I became ready to do that, I realized that I was not the same person anymore. So probably prior to that whole difficult experience, I'd say I was more, you know, on the naive side. I thought the world was a wonderful, perfect place and life was going exactly as I wanted it to and expected it to. But now things were different. And, you know, I just wasn't that same person anymore. You know, I came to the realization this world wasn't a perfect place all the time. There was cruelty. Life could be hard. But I knew one thing for sure, that I was much stronger. And the other thing I knew for sure was that there was absolutely no part of me that wanted anything to do with becoming a translator. I had no interest in it. I had changed too much. It was almost surprising to me that I had even considered becoming that at any point. So you get to this point where it's like, well, what do you do with that? What do you do when everything changes, when you change, and you wake up one morning only to discover that you no longer want any of the things that you thought you wanted? So now you question who you are. Now you're in this process of discovery to find out who you really are. And I'm sure that all of you listening can think about a devastating or challenging time in your life that caused you to question everything about your life. I mean, it rattles you to the core, doesn't it? Who are you? You're not even quite sure yourself. And so we always need to look back and see what we gained. So like I said, I gained some self-sufficiency of of being able to stand on my own two feet. I became stronger and I became spiritual too. And I hadn't been that before. And I became someone who wanted to help others move forward from the challenges that life had presented them. So transition is something we're going to be talking about today with Dan. And, you know, everyone's going through it. People in their middle years of their life, maybe who've been at their careers for quite a while, who are fairly established, are saying, is this really all there is? Is this what I'm meant to do for the rest of my life? And as confusing a time as that can be, in a lot of ways, it's a beautiful thing that it makes us ask the question, that we care to be asking the question. We care about who we are, what we're doing, and where we're headed. And, you know, many of us look forward to the time when we'll retire. We work hard all these years, and won't it be great when we don't have to get up at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning and head off to work? And now we can do those things we love most, you know, all those great hobbies and traveling and playing golf and whatever it is. But even in retirement, after the first month or two of doing all these great things, many people are saying, now what? And I don't know if you're noticing this too, but I'm seeing a lot of people coming out of retirement, you know, choosing to go back to work or taking on some new part-time job, maybe even starting their own business. So there's a lot of transition, but your purpose, as Dan's going to share with us today, is not always tied to your career. They can exist quite independently. So I look forward to hearing more on that from Dan. But in looking at our lives, we are always in transition. You know, whether you're raising your family, whether you're making a change in careers, maybe you're facing a health challenge, the breakup of a relationship, whatever it is, how do you cope with that? What do you do with that? Well, Dan Millman's going to share the 4 life purposes with us today, which is very timely, I think. And even the subtitle, Finding Meaning and Direction in a Changing World, that's what we're all trying to do. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we return, Dan Millman will be joining us, author of Way of the Peaceful Warrior, and his new book is called The 4 Purposes of Life. We'll be right back.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candice McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candice offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
And welcome back to Everyday Miracles. I'm Candace McLean, and today we're talking about our life purposes. Are you looking for some direction in your life? Well, allow me to introduce our special guest today. Dan Millman is a former world champion athlete, university coach, martial arts instructor, and college professor. And I'm sure you're very familiar with Dan's work. He's the author of 17 books, including Way of the Peaceful Warrior, which has inspired and informed millions of readers around the world. And this book was also made into a movie starring Nick Nolte. But Dan's been very busy teaching worldwide, speaking to men and women from all walks of life, including leaders in the fields of health, psychology, education, business, politics, sports, entertainment, and the arts. And today he's here to talk with us about his new book, The Four Purposes of Life, Finding Meaning and Direction in a Changing World. Dan, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Candace. Good to be here.
As I was mentioning during the break there, you know, Way of the Peaceful Warrior was such an inspiration to so many people. So why was this the right time for you to write The Four Purposes? Was it, you know, was it related to the struggles and challenges that you find people are facing today?
Well, I do think it. The book is hopefully both timely and timeless. I usually aim for timeless, so something isn't too topical, but will last over the years, as most of my books have. But I actually wrote it not necessarily to answer a particular problem, even though, again, it did come at the right time. It's each of my books has a different story of creation, so to speak. Anyone's book has its own story and its own time. And each of the former 14 books that I've written, I've described as another facet of what I call a peaceful warrior's approach to living, or another piece of the puzzle. And I simply wasn't ready until now, about 30 years after I wrote my first book, to put all the pieces together. And ironically, in a rather small book, about 150 pages, a small hardback, that a friend of mine once described like Hermione's bag. You know, in the Harry Potter movies, Hermione has this little bag. You can reach into it and pull out a tent, backpacks, and all sorts of things in this small magical bag. And my friend said, but the book was like that because there's an immense amount of material readable, accessible book. And you mentioned something that really key at the beginning. You mentioned our life purposes. And some people might have gone, did I hear that right? Because often people go, well, what is my purpose? And I think a lot of the confusion today is people are looking for one purpose when there are, I will argue, four that were distinct but in some ways overlapping purposes that form the core of what we're doing here and what we're here to do.
Yeah, we do often talk about our one sole purpose in life and trying to find what that is. And earlier in the show there, you know, a lot of times we relate it to our career, but it really doesn't need to be. It can actually be quite separate. And so I thought it was interesting that you refer to four purposes. So how did you come to the conclusion that there were four?
Well, it wasn't a conclusion exactly. In fact, a conclusion has been defined as what we reach when we get tired of thinking. But it was more organic. Just those who read, you know, my other works, if any of your listeners have done so, know that each one is quite different from the others. And how did I come up with 12 required courses in the School of Life, which we'll be talking about a little bit, I think, because it's relevant to the first purpose. or 12 laws of spirit. It just happened to be 12. I didn't deliberately set out to make that number. These things just kind of appear to me, and it's as if some of us have had, you know, we've struggled over a problem, or whether it's solving a math problem or a riddle or something going on in our life, and we go to sleep, we're chewing on it, wondering, working on it, thinking, pondering it, and then all of a sudden at night we wake up or in a dream or the next morning, bang, and it's, the solution's there, and these things appear from my subconscious, and so I really can't give a rational explanation for where it comes from. But let me say this about the four purposes. Some people say there are three purposes. Some may say there are five. I had one friend said, Dan, I know the purpose of life. You don't have to tell me it. It's learning to love, because whatever the question, love is the answer. And that sounded pretty good to me. I couldn't really argue with that. It sounded very important. And somebody else, though, I know, said, no, our real purpose is spiritual awakening or surrender to God. If you know, in different belief systems, it can be phrased that way. Other people say our biological purpose is bonding with a maiden if we choose to, you know, reproducing and having children. And so there are many views of what our purpose may be. But just as we divide the points of the compass into four primary directions and the days of the year into four seasons, by looking at our lives, just a changing, you know, sometimes a chaotic sense of our lives, well, by viewing all that in this lens through these four purposes, it brings a sense of order and structure and understanding and clarity to the totality of our life experience. And as we go through, as we touch upon these four purposes, I think your listeners will start to understand the scope of them. And probably most will go, you know, that this sounds right. There's something authentic about this. There's something realistic about it. So that's how I came up with why it came out four rather than three or more.
And I was mentioning that at the beginning of the show as well. You know, there's so much transition going on in our lives and all around us, and it seems to be happening at such a rushed pace. No matter where you are at with life, in life, you know, kids discovering what they want to study when they go to school, when they go to college, or even people who've been in their careers for a long time, and all of a sudden, you know, they start asking, you know, what am I meant to do? Is this what I'm meant to do? And they start questioning. And then right through to, you know, people who are at retirement, the point of retiring, and they retire, and then now you see them going back to work or starting a business. So much transition. And then just when you look globally at what's happening and economically and spiritually and all of this, we're in continual transition, aren't we?
Well, I would agree with that. In fact, the book is aimed for anyone who would like to know more about, more insight, you know, have more insight into themselves and their lives. But most especially, I think the book will really touch home with people who are going through changes, who are, whether they're college graduates wondering what now, or people, you know, who want to turn a midlife crisis into a mid-course correction. And as you say, even people who are retired, who do this extended vacation, they go fishing, they play golf, they visit friends and relatives and all the things they didn't have time to do while working, and then they go, well, that was fun, now what? Mm-hmm. Because we live longer, and they want to remain relevant and connected to people, and sometimes miss, you know, the connections they had when they were working at a regular job or that sort of thing. So the book does touch upon many different phases of life. You know, the first talk I ever gave about, you know, publicly as the kind of teaching that I do now was about 30 years ago, maybe a little more than that. And at that talk, I remember specifically saying, I think we can all agree on one thing here, that the energy seems to be building and the pace of life seems to be accelerating. This was long before the internet and email, and every day we have a new technology that makes things quicker and faster. And the media, we now hear we can, you know, we can Skype with people all over the world by video, and so many things are changing, and yes, the pace is accelerating. So I wanted to take a breather a little bit here and come back to our everyday reality, which really culminates in the fourth purpose, which we can get into, and it's own appropriate order. In a sense, it doesn't matter which order we cover these four purposes. They don't happen chronologically, but it probably doesn't hurt to touch upon them in a way that your listeners can get a flavor for what I mean by these purposes. So let me just name them first. Now, the danger in naming them as a list of bulleted points, for example, is people may recognize certain words and go, oh, yeah, I know that already. For example, when I say the first purpose of life, one we all share, is learning life's lessons, well, I don't think anyone's slapping their forehead going, who knew? We're here to learn lessons. The idea that Earth is a perfect school, not just a school, but a perfect school. Most of us notice how lessons repeat themselves until we learn them. We also notice that if we don't learn the easier lessons, they get a bit more dramatic to get our attention. So we are guaranteed that daily life will teach us all we need eventually to grow and evolve as human beings. So this idea that most of us think, oh yeah, I know that already, we do and we don't. In the sense that many people go, yes, Dan, we're here to learn. Of course, we learn lessons through our experience and all that. But we really still believe what we're here to do is achieve, succeed, find love, win at the games of life. Well, those are all nice, when they happen. But they're the icing on the cake. The core, the foundation of our lives is learning. And when we actually take that in, when we grasp that, that it changes our perspective on everything. Because we first of all recognize that even a very bad day in a relationship or at work or at school or in a sport can be a profoundly good day in terms of learning about ourselves and growth. Many of us have had experiences of a really bad day in a relationship, but then we break through that point and we become even more intimate. We have higher levels of communication, a new understanding.
And certainly, we need to look at those challenges we face. And yeah, that was a difficult time, but what did I gain because of it? How have I grown because that happened? I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for that horrible thing that happened so long ago. And so, having some perspective, I guess, as well. But what I'd like to do is we're going to move to a quick break. But then when we come back, I'd like you to talk a little bit more about that. And then we can jump into the other life purposes as well.
Sounds
so you're
good.
Listening to Everyday Miracles. We'll be right back with Dan Millman.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McLean, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light for a Spiritual and Healing Journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back, and it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
And welcome back to Everyday Miracles. Today we're speaking with Dan Millman, renowned author of Way of the Spiritual Warrior. Dan's latest book is The Four Purposes of Life, Finding Meaning and Direction in a Changing World. Dan, if people like some more information on you or on the book, where can they go for more information?
Well, thanks for asking, Candace. Yeah, the easiest one-stop shopping is going on to my website, peacefulwarrior.com. And by the way, for those who don't know my work, the term peaceful warrior really refers to the reality that each of us is striving to live with a peaceful heart, but there are also times in our life we need a warrior spirit because it takes courage to live in this world and to love in this world. So that idea of balance, peaceful heart, warrior spirit, characterizes all the books that I write. And by the way, my first book is not Way of the Spiritual Warrior, but actually Way of the Peaceful Warrior.
Oh, sorry. That's correct.
That's okay.
That's correct.
Okay, but I just wanted to clarify that. So, yes, peacefulwarrior.com, and there's a lot of information and some fun things at the site I'll mention later. But thanks for asking.
And so before the break there, we were talking about the first purpose, which is learning life's lessons. And we were talking about, you know, sometimes looking back on life and, oh gosh, this was so hard. What a challenging time. And I think it's important that we see the good that comes out of those experiences and how it made us stronger and, you know, how it changed our path and how we grew as a result of it.
Well, I think one of the primary benefits of understanding this first purpose is we do see the value of our daily life. We're not, it's not mundane as we might think it is, and also the value of the challenges we face. In fact, I see daily life as a form of spiritual weightlifting to strengthen our spirit. I shattered my right thigh bone. Many people who have seen the Peaceful Warrior movie or read my first book know I had a motorcycle crash, and my right thigh bone was, you know, the doctor said about 40 pieces. It was quite disappointing at the time. I was a world-class gymnast at the time, and you know, that accident, that injury, that setback probably changed the course of my life in the sense that I might not be speaking with you now. I believe it shook me up. I started asking bigger questions about life. I do not recommend fractures, however, as a method of personal or spiritual growth. Nonetheless, all of us face adversities, large or small, everyday challenges, and it's important for us to understand that every adversity has hidden gifts. Most of us have experienced physical, emotional, or mental pain in our life, but we also can look back and go, you know, I'm a little wiser now because of that. I'm a little stronger. I have a different sense of perspective. So we don't have to pretend to like difficulties when they happen, but we can keep that thread of attention that we will grow through it. Sometimes climbing out of a dark hole can give us the strength to climb the mountain. So that's part of appreciating that the adversities we take on in life, sometimes voluntarily, we call them sports, business, raising children, those things are what develop us. They, you know, a man came to me once and said, after reading your first book, Dan, I'm more interested in spiritual practice, but I have a wife and 3 children and full-time job. And he came to understand that his wife and his kids and his full-time job were his spiritual practice. They would demand more and develop more than sitting in a cave and meditating. I know because I've done both.
Mm-hmm. Now that's yeah. Beautiful. It kind of goes along with that idea of, you know, this world is a school, and And every day we're learning new lessons.
Well, and there's more to it than that. You know, Lily Tomlin, the comedian and actress, once said, I always wanted to be somebody. Maybe I should have been more specific. So, and it's just like that. We can say, well, fine, we're here to learn, but what are we here to learn? Well, it turns out there are 12 required but self-paced courses that every one of us is enrolled in, but we've forgotten. And like those dreams some people have, you know, they have a final exam, but they don't remember where the exam room is, or they forgot to take the course. So many of us have had that kind of dream over the years. And it's like that because it reflects our daily life. What are the courses? And we're getting tested every day there, pop quizzes. Well, I go into these 12 required courses. I summarize, I distill them. And they are, in essence, they involve self-worth, which is different from self-esteem. It's about how recognizing our sense of deservedness, opening up to life, stopping self-sabotage, getting out of our own way. And so that self-worth is one of the core foundation elements of the courses we're working on in everyday life. Will we open up and say yes to life? The second area is about will. That is self-discipline. It's about turning what we know into what we actually do. That's one of the major challenges of life for most of us. We all know it's good to exercise regularly, eat a balanced diet, but actually turning what we know into what we do is one of the major human challenges. The third area we're working on is energizing our body. We all can recognize the value of that. It goes into managing our money, because many of us are preoccupied with money. It goes into taming our mind, trusting our intuition, accepting our emotions, and the other elements in these 12 required courses that I distill from a longer book that I wrote in the past. As I said, this is putting all the puzzle pieces together, so I have expressed some of those pieces in more detail in previous books. However, there's quite a bit totally original in the four purposes of life. In fact, the longest section in the book is about the second purpose, which is finding our career and calling. What we normally think of is, gee, what am I here to do? And the first thing that I like to share with people is there is a significant difference for most of us between the word career and calling. And there's definite value in understanding that difference. And I'll tell you why. Career, whether we call it a job, profession, employment, but the idea of career involves getting paid an income, trading our skills, our experience, our expertise for an income to support ourselves or our family. There are other things that career gives us, connection with other people, and it may be meaningful, we may enjoy it, we may like the people we work with, but the core of it is getting an income. If we weren't getting paid at all, we'd probably have to do something else, because most of us need to work for a living. So that's what career is primarily about, whereas calling is doing what we love. When we're told advice like follow your heart, do what you love, that actually refers, and it's not often explained this way, it actually refers to a calling, what we're drawn to do, hobbies. We can't always explain why we're interested, but something captures our imagination, whether it's playing a musical instrument or a call to philanthropy or in the military, the clergy. We have certain interests, something that just draws us. We love doing. Could be a sport, could be a game, but there's something we just so enjoy doing, and we do it for years sometimes. Now, the reason it's important to understand the difference, because calling may not involve an income at all. We just do it because we love it. Some young people say, but I can't compromise. I can't sell out. I've got to dedicate myself to my art, so maybe one day I'll make it. You know, well, meanwhile, they might benefit from having a day job to pay their rent, move out of their house to, you know, their parents' house to have enough food and nourish themselves to unleash their creativity so that can balance out their lives, a day job, and then pursue their calling also. And there are other people who devalue anything that doesn't bring them an income. They say, my primary duty is supporting my family, and they might have abandoned a calling that might give their life a lot of fulfillment and joy.
Right.
So they can also embrace both of those realms. Some of us, our career and calling become one, like the young guitarist who gets so good they end up playing in a band and making an income from it. My career and calling have become one, but that's not necessarily better. Some people have a functional job, they produce an income, and then they do something they especially love out of the work hours. So I'm going to say something radical here. We don't have to love our job. It's nice if we like it. It's nice if we enjoy it and find it suitable. But the main thing we love is our calling. So this idea, many people get frustrated because they think, yeah, I like my job, but I don't love it. Well, you don't have to. Just do it. So that's just the first two pages of that section.
And sometimes you may, need your job only so long until you can do your calling full time, let's say. But I guess it's about to keep your life, it helps to keep your life stable.
Well, exactly. That's why my agent gave me a very good advice when I first published Way of the Peaceful Warrior. He said, Dan, don't give up your day job quite yet. that helps stabilize our lives, having a source of income while we pursue our calling, whatever that may be. And I get into, of course, the rest of that chapter gets into many other things around career and calling, the importance of self-knowledge, because if we don't really know ourselves, we may pick the right spouse or the right career for the wrong person, the one we thought we were. That's
right.
Why it can be tricky for young people to make, be forced to make life decisions about what's your major, what's your area of interest the rest of your life. Nobody really knows. There's a time we call the trying 20s, because when young people are in their 20s, and some of your listeners may be in their 20s or perhaps still remember their 20s, in our 20s we try this and we try that. That's why it's called the trying 20s.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time of getting to know ourselves. By testing ourselves in the world, seeing our choices and our values and our talents and our interests. And it takes time. Life is an experiment. So it's important for us to be gentle with ourselves, to be patient, and just get a job meanwhile, stay open to opportunities, keep learning about yourself, and over time we start to make more appropriate decisions. And that's, again, part of life. And I go into a decision-making process in the book using our subconscious, our intuition, to actually do a form of time travel to make more fully informed, more educated decisions about career and other things in life as well. And I get into areas of leadership, emphasizing that it's not attached to a role we play. It's not that some people are leaders because they're heads of corporations and other people are followers because they're not. Actually, it doesn't matter whether someone is in the top corner office or the mailroom, they can still show qualities of leadership and inspire and influence those around them.
Absolutely. Well, we're having a very inspirational talk with Dan Millman today, but we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, some final thoughts and those final purposes from Dan Millman. We'll be right back.
In a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
The In Search of the Miraculous 3-day workshop at the Omega Institute from July 29th to the 31st can change your life. Learn how to identify and erase your unconscious programs. Experience the quick and profound results of the revolutionary self-healing Dalian method. And fast forward your healing journey into consciousness with direct individual guidance from Mata. To register for this life-changing workshop with Eliza Mata Dalian at the Omega Institute, visit the calendar of events at dalianmethod.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, a clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Welcome back to the show. For those of you just tuning in, I have Dan Millman joining me today, and we're finding out all about life's purposes, as Dan explains in his new book, The Four Purposes of Life, Finding Meaning and Direction in a Changing World. And so, Dan, we've already covered the first two purposes. The first was learning life's lessons, and the second was finding your career and your calling. And as you mentioned, they can actually be very separate from one another. Your calling isn't necessarily your career. But for some people like you, it works together, doesn't it?
Well, one way to know if our career is also our calling is a very easy litmus test. The question is, if you won the lottery, would you continue doing in some form what you're doing? If you would, it's also a calling. If you would quit right away, then it's probably just a career. So, of course, a career is valuable. I don't mean to diminish it. Both
Absolutely.
Are important. They're separate aspects of our life, and it's important to settle into that. Once we do, life becomes more stable. Enjoy it.
Yes. And so moving on to the third purpose then, and this one's kind of a mysterious one.
It is. It's provocative. It's controversial because it is not essentially a rational method that I'm prescribing, but I've been doing it for, oh, probably almost 20 years. Actually, it's almost 30 years now. I was trained by a rather unusual mentor in a method to clarify, snap our life into focus, a quantum leap in self-knowledge. And the third purpose I would phrase in this way, it's about finding our life path. Imagine all human beings climbing a mountain toward the light, the same mountain, but we climb by different paths. In fact, I know it sounds strange, but 43 different paths up that mountain. It's mathematical. If you divide 43 into the population of the planet, that means millions of people each share that particular path. It has its own challenges, its own beauty, but many of us just kind of guess vaguely, well, what are we here to do beneath the theater of our lives? But beyond career and calling, beyond learning life's lessons, what specifically are we here to accomplish? What drives do we have that are different from other people that we were born with? What hurdles do we have to overcome? We've been stumbling over our life. What areas of weakness? What areas of strength? What gifts do we have? And the method, I can give you, our listeners, a hint right now how to find a very quick, tantalizing taste of that. And again, this is their life path or their hidden calling, backstage in the theater of life. All they have to do, they can go to my website, peacefulwarrior.com, and they click on the life purpose link. They'll see it right there on the homepage, and they'll find the life purpose calculator. All they do is they move the dial to their date of birth, and they will immediately see what will appear there is their birth number, and a paragraph with some words and phrases that are key to some of the core issues of their life that are different from other people they know, very likely. And that gives just a taste of the material that I clarify in the four purposes of life. In that third purpose, I go into the meaning of different numbers. And one of the first people in the West to explore what numbers mean was named Pythagoras, the Greek founder of the mystery school. He also was the father of geometry. He was a mathematician, philosopher, that looked at the archetype of numbers. Does one mean something in the human psyche different from two or three? And there are many numerological systems. You know, I was never particularly interested in numerology myself. It seemed a little vague to me. But this approach to interpreting and working with the numbers of our date of birth gives quite accurate information. Anyone who has read my previous book, The Life You Were Born to Live, mm-hmm. will be nodding right now going, boy, it sure hits you over the head.
Yeah.
And so what I wanted to do, I couldn't exactly ignore the system and method that I reveal in that first book. I reveal it again here in a distilled way so people can get a very clear, quick taste of that third purpose that reveals some core issues of people's lives. And if they want more detail, and you know, they can look at the big reference book, The Life You Were Born to Live. But the four purposes of life, it puts this into context for the first time, which actually brings us to the fourth purpose. Would you like to go into that?
I would.
Okay. The reason it's important to mention that while we have a few minutes is because the fourth purpose of life may be the most important one of all. First of all, it integrates the first three. You know, we can become overwhelmed hearing all these things. Wow, the first purpose, learning life's lessons, the 12 required courses in the school of life, and then all this information about career and calling, and then this mysterious process to find some, you know, gain leap in self-knowledge. Well, the fourth purpose of life is the one that appears to us moment to moment. For example, you know, you and I may not be able to articulate right now if someone said, what's your cosmic ultimate purpose? But we all know immediately, everybody knows right now what our purpose is in this moment. Your listeners are listening.
Mm-hmm.
You are, you and I are having a talk. So we know what our purpose is in the present moment, always. You know, a woman wrote to me once and said something I never forgot. It's such a really kind of clear, obvious, but profound statement. She said, tomorrow never comes because it's always today.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And in the same way, the next moment never comes. It's always this moment.
And we spend so much time thinking about what happened in the past or, you know, planning for the future. So I guess this fourth lesson really becomes about just appreciating this moment.
Well, it is. And of course, again, some listeners will say, oh, yes, yes, I know all about living in the present moment. I've read Be Here Now and The Power of Now and Dan's books and others on, you know, I know all about, yes, it's good to live in the present. But we take that in at a surface level. And I tried to break through the surface. And I took great care in how I phrased what I did in this fourth purpose of life so people really get why, what the present moment is, what the eternal present means, and why that benefits us. And so why focusing on our purpose in the present moment lets us manage our lives, because we can always handle this moment. And as you say, very astutely, Candace, that many of us are thinking about what already happened or what's going to happen. That's why Mark Twain once wrote, I've had many troubles in my life, most of which never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of them don't. Yeah. Most of them are in the past and future. And if we just, you know, the past and future are nice places to visit, but we don't want to live there. And that's why it's so important to contemplate the issues of how to live in this present moment. And I go into it more depth in the book. And then I segue into the epilogue of the book, which is called Our Spiritual Purpose. Because many people will say, yeah, these are nice purposes, Dan, about daily life. But what is our spiritual purpose? And I show ways in that final little epilogue, that short few pages, how to bridge the conventional and transcendental realms in our lives. That's something that many people miss, even if they're conventionally successful. They go, there must be something more to life that I'm missing. And that is the transcendent, the bigger picture of life. And I draw some pictures, some analogies to help us understand what the power of being able to switch from one to the other in perspective. And that wraps up, you know, the menu, really what I've given is a menu today.
Right.
And I hope a clear one, but of course, The meal is where the nourishment is. And there's a way to deliver information that actually penetrates us and becomes part of us. And it's called a book. Whether it's audio or electronic book or a print book, it's delivered in such a way that the words carry us, our imagination, into another place. And that's why it becomes actually part of us. But I hope I've been able to give some highlights of the four purposes.
Absolutely. I want to thank you, Dan, so much for joining me on the show today. It's been wonderful to talk with you, and I wish you so much luck with this new book.
Well, thank you, Candace. It's really been a pleasure sharing with you, too.
And if you want to learn more about Dan Millman and his new book, The Four Purposes of Life, Finding Meaning and Direction in a Changing World, you can visit his website at www.peacefulwarrior.com. And yeah, go on his site and try that calculator there and put your birth date in and see what it says about you. I think you'll be very amazed. And so thank you everyone for tuning in. We'll see you back here next week for another Everyday Miracles. Bye now.
You've been listening to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered.